Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is the platform to where we discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Gymnasts United, Inc. and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today, we'll be talking about some fundraising opportunities. We have Carrie Aaron on. She is the owner and founder of the Pasta Shop Company. Hello, Carrie. How are you today?
Hey, Tamil, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful fall day here in Nashville, so all is good. Off to a good start.
Great. We're so blessed to have you on today to discuss some opportunities. So coaches, gym owners, listen up. If you need some funding for your companies, this is a great opportunity. So first of all, can you explain the Pasta Shop Company for us, for our listeners?
Sure. So we are located in Nashville, Tennessee, and my husband John and I started the Pasta Shop, and I can't believe it's been this long, but over 25 years ago.
Wow.
When we were young kids, we were working in corporate America in New York City, quit our jobs, moved back to Nashville to try to do something on our own. And basically, we started a pasta company, and our niche is we manufacture fun pasta shapes, shaped like a dollar sign, a Christmas tree, gymnasts, cats, dogs, college logos, all kinds of healthy, fun pasta shapes that we really wanted to market to families and do something fun for families that would be healthy, taste good, and also fun. So we created our division called Fun Pasta Fundraising probably about 10 years into our business because we realized, gosh, we've got all these products that really connect with customers. We have, you know, musical notes, we have lacrosse, we have gymnastics, dance, cheerleading, all these kind of fun products. And wouldn't it be great to be able to help people raise money for their own, you know, fundraising needs and spread the love of pasta and the love of these fun shapes out there. And so basically we have a fundraising division that helps. We work with thousands of groups all over the country every year to raise money for whatever their needs are.
Great. Fantastic. You know, I love the Pasta Shop. My Upskill Athletics business, we have done it for several years. So I absolutely love your organization. So what are some of the changes that are happening within the fundraising industry right now?
So it's been an interesting year. Of course, you know, most of the fundraising in general happens in the fall season. I think a lot of that has to do with kind of back to school. It's when a lot of people are shopping and wanting to give during the, you know, holiday season. So when COVID happened in the spring, you know, that was around, you know, beginning of March and whatnot, there was some fundraising going on. There always is in the spring a little bit, but everything kind of came to a screeching halt. Of course, all the schools closed down, gyms closed down, you know, restaurants, everything was closing down. So we were really not sure how what we call like right now this fundraising season was going to turn out. Fortunately, we had already started creating an app to make fundraising even easier for people, and that was underway. But basically, I think what's happening is, you know, again, we weren't even sure anyone was going to fundraise at all this fall since everyone's off to kind of a different start, or even if they are even starting. But what we're seeing is, of course, the need for fundraising, I think, is increasing because more and more people's funding is getting cut. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people have been, businesses halted, so a lot of organizations and gyms and things need to raise money just to even keep in business. You know, a lot of times we ask people, you know, what are you raising money for? And that's changed. So we're seeing schools, there's a lot of fundraising for like outdoor playground equipment. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fundraising for even school supplies, teacher salaries, things that you just really in the past has never been at the top of the list. So let's say, for example, you know, the marching bands aren't marching anymore and aren't traveling, or the cheer groups or the competitive gyms, you know, they're not doing that kind of performances and competitions anymore. So they don't need the uniforms. They don't need the travel expenses. But what they're doing is raising money to help their communities and really to help themselves in kind of new ways. So the funding, the actual reasons to fundraise have been changing. The other thing, of course, is that a lot of people are not, most people are not doing in-person fundraising. The kids are not going door to door. You're not getting in people's faces and asking mm-hmm. them to buy something from you. So the ability to do things online, to be able to share with your phone and with the app and all that has been really important, you know, to be kind of contact free, you know, no cash, do everything on credit cards, just really simplify the process is something else that we've seen happen.
Great. I know that organizations can sign up, but can a parent like sign up and actually do a fundraiser if they see a need?
You know, that's a good question. We typically do business with groups or, you know, established businesses in a state. We're not, you know, we're not just fundraising with an individual who decides they want, you know, really it almost needs to be somebody who has a business license in the state so that they have the ability to, you know, to collect tax if they need to, if they're not tax exempt and all the other things that kind of go along with it. You know, like basically, there are some exceptions to that, but in general, it's really with groups that are already established.
Okay. Can you give us a little bit more detail about your products that you offer?
So we're a product fundraiser. So you're actually selling a number of different pasta items, and that can be bags of pasta themselves, you know, in different fun shapes. Like we have gymnastics, we have dance, cheer, football, we have college logos and things like that. We also do a line of soups and chilies. So we have one of our best sellers is our chicken noodle soup. So that the noodles are shaped like chickens, and then there's a soup mix in there. And it's a real easy, you know, 10-minute meal to make for your family. Then we also have some kind of more everyday gourmet items, pasta items. We have a delicious pasta sauce called Possibly the Best Sauce Ever.
Yes.
It's a red pasta sauce in a pouch. It's in a microwavable pouch. And that's easy to, you know, whip up for a quick weeknight meal. And then we have some gifts. We have a lot of gift sets. We actually this year introduced, like, you can get a discount if you buy 5 gift sets of the same type. And they're just real affordable gifts to give for your, you know, teachers, neighbors, friends, family, things like that. So basically what you do is you sign up to fundraise with us, and we immediately create an online link that you're able to share through, you know, Facebook and social and whatnot. You can you can download the app on your phone as a leader, and you create a group page with an image. You can edit the story, and from your phone, you can share this through text, email, and whatnot. And then you also ask all your sellers to join the fundraiser. So your sellers have a join code. They have the app on their phone. They too can put their own image of themselves, you know, in a, you know, a cute picture of themselves. Create their story and send that to their contact list. And basically through our website, either through the computer or through the phone, either way, people place orders for all this fun stuff. There's shipping is free over $55, or there's a nominal charge if it's less than that. But we pick and pack these orders and ship it directly to your home. So it's really easy. The leaders immediately can see on their phone, there's like a little dashboard about how many things they've sold, who sold what, and where they are in the process. And so it's a kind of a hassle-free way to fundraise. And, you know, some people have asked, well, you know, do we have to pay for shipping? How do we do it the old way? So we do have an option. If a seller has the app on his or her phone, she can take an order from, you know, the catalog. We do give people catalogs, so they have kind of a selling tool to look at. They can take an order on their phone and choose in-person delivery. And that's basically the old-fashioned way of fundraising, where if everyone chooses in-person deliveries, then we pack up the order in bulk, we ship it free to the leader or to the organization, and then the leader and the kids distribute it back to the customers. So we kind of And on the fulfillment side, we can do it free shipping in a bulk order, or we can do it direct to home for a nominal shipping charge. So you can do it either way. But in general, it's contact free, hassle free. All the orders are placed electronically, so you don't have to deal. You know, the leaders, there's no order forms, there are no envelopes, there's no money to collect. There's no, you know, it's so easy as a leader now just to sign up and get something going and share it with your group.
I absolutely love it. To those gym owners, this is something different. You don't have to do candy or chocolate or candles or cookies. This is something that can be a healthy option. It's pasta. Not only that, I want to make our listeners know you do have gluten-free options out there for your pasta. It's affordable. This is a hassle-free way of fundraising. Like you said, it can go directly to the customer if they order it. Let's talk a little bit about the shelf life of the pasta.
Yeah. So first of all, what we love about pasta is, like you've said, it's a healthy option for people.
Yes.
It has a long shelf life. So, you know, pasta by itself, we say it's a 24-month shelf life, but as long as your pasta is stored in a cool, dry place, you know, pasta lasts forever, but hopefully it doesn't last that long in your pantry. It tastes delicious and whatnot. So we love the fact that it is healthy, that you're buying something that, you know, there's really a pasta for everybody in our catalog. Like, you might have a daughter who loves cats. You might have a son who loves soccer. You might have a grandparent who loves, you know, Alabama football or whatever it is. So there's really something for everybody. But what we love about it is, you know, eating pasta kind of brings families together. So you can, for $6.50 or, you know, $8 for one of our meals, you can feed a family of four, and really four to eight, depending on what you're buying. So it's healthy, has a, you know, really long shelf life. It's easy to distribute. So, you know, you don't have the melting chocolate problem. You don't have to have it in a freezer. You don't have to, you know, it's easy to distribute. We think it's a great option, and we just love that we can connect with families through fun shapes, through health, and just, you know, provide them with something fun that's going to bring smiles to the dinner table.
Yes, this is a gift giving item. For me, I had gymnastics meets, and we gave gymnastics pasta to every athlete that came into our building and competed at our meets. I mean, I've given this pasta to teachers during Christmas time. Think of baby showers, think of birthdays. There's just so many choices and varieties that you guys have within your business. So this is a great opportunity to be able to market to every single person. So this is a great fundraising opportunity.
So, and let me mention two new items that we just launched actually during COVID. And this is something different. These are not fun shapes, but they're hitting on these new kind of health attributes. Because, you know, a lot of people have kind of cutting back on carbs, not sure about pasta, you know, whatnot. So we came out with two new items that are available to order online. One is called Good Day Pasta. It is actually a low carb pasta. It has 42% less carbs than everyday pasta that we make, or any pasta that's out there like spaghetti. And so there's some additional proteins that are added in, pea proteins, chickpea proteins. And it is delicious. They're little pasta ruffles. It's called Good Day Pasta. And that's been a fun alternative if you don't want to have that bloated feeling that sometimes you get, you know, when you eat a humongous bowl of pasta. I mean, it's easy to continue to eat pasta. It's hard to know when to stop. And then the second thing I think would be probably really a good fit for your listeners, it's called Mighty Pasta. And basically it's a high protein pasta. So we're really trying to go after people that are looking to add more protein, athletes, active people, active lifestyles. And so this pasta it's wheat, but it has 57% more protein than the average pasta. It tastes delicious, has a great texture. And so those are two kind of new items that are, you know, filling little voids out there in the marketplace, because it's very hard to find low carb pasta. And it's, you know, there are not a lot of good, delicious, high protein pastas out there. So those are two new items that I hope your listeners, will be interested in and can find on our website if they decide to fundraise with us and order.
Yes, I just want to reiterate how delicious your pasta is. I mean, it's just very high quality. It tastes delicious. The pasta sauce, because I'm very picky with my sauce when it comes to pasta, but your pasta is absolutely, the pasta sauce is delicious. Carrie, can you explain the process of how the pasta is made?
Sure. So, you know, a lot of people think, oh, this is so fun. The packaging is bright. The shapes are so cute. And they're really kind of taken back by how great the pasta tastes. And basically, and this is something that John and I fell in love with when we first went to Italy, was we loved Italian pasta. And one of the reasons why the Italian pasta tastes so good is they make it this kind of old Italian, with old Italian manufacturing processes. So we wanted to do that even here in the United States. So we make our pasta the old Italian way, which means, you know, this pasta is extruded through a bronze die. And the best way to explain it to people that they kind of can relate to is a Play-Doh machine. You know, those little Play-Doh machines where you slip in the shape and then you push down the lever and the Play-Doh squeezes through the, you know, Play-Doh the little machine. Basically, our pasta is extruded, is an extruded product, and we use bronze tools. So that, and then the other thing we do is once it's extruded, we dry it slowly overnight in these kind of old timey cart dryers. And so between the incredibly high quality ingredients, extruding it through bronze dyes and slowly drying it, it makes our pasta have this rough looking texture, and it's very porous. And what that means is when you put the sauce on it, you know, all your sauce sticks to the pasta. And the difference is when you buy it, you know, kind of a dollar a box spaghetti out of a box, that pasta is extruded through Teflon dyes, and they can go from like flour to a box in 4 hours, and ours takes at least, you know, a whole 24 hours process. So when it's extruded through a Teflon die, there's not as much friction when the pasta dough goes through, and so you get that shiny, slick surface. And so you know how when you eat a bowl of pasta spaghetti and you put the sauce on top, mm-hmm. oftentimes that sauce pools at the bottom of the bowl. Well, it's because there's nothing for it. There's no surface for that sauce to stick to. So it's a completely different process. We really wanted to make our product fun and appealing, of course, to sell and connect with people, but we really wanted the quality to be the old way of manufacturing, so that when you eat it, you're like, wow, this product really tastes so good and is so much better than just what you're going to buy in a box. So that's something we kind of pride ourselves on, that we're not only fun, but we're also super high quality.
Fantastic. So if someone is interested, what would be the next step into contacting you and getting involved with trying to sign up as a fundraiser with your company?
So the easiest way to kind of get more information or just go ahead and sign up is to go to our website, which is funpastafundraising.com. And there are two things to do there. I think the most important thing is it says there's a button to download a catalog, and go ahead and download the brochure. And also with that has a one-page kind of a quick guide to how to run this fundraiser. So it'll give you, you know, you can put it on your computer, download it, print it out, see all the products that we offer, see exactly how to run the program. That's just an informational download, which is great. If you decide, yes, I'm ready to fundraise, there is a button on our homepage, funpastafundraising.com, that says start my fundraiser. And you'll, you know, click on that button and it'll ask you a few questions about your group and whatnot. And then it's just that easy to sign up, and it gets you into the flow. We'll approve the fundraiser, and then you will start sharing immediately. I mean, some people, you literally can begin fundraising in about, you know, 10 minutes once you get up and going. And I think it's pretty, you know, it's funny, like I'm older now, but you know, these kids today and young mothers and millennials, they're so used to this technology. It's like boom, 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 they are off and running. So, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. And it's an easy kind of app and program to run.
Yes, I will say that again. It's very user-friendly. Being able to be on your laptop or using your phone to be able to track everything within your fundraiser. It's just very easy and simple. So can you also give an email if somebody wants to email you or let you know that they heard about your fundraiser through the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we love to answer any questions, to hear from you guys about what you think and whatnot. The best way, really, I would love for you guys to email me directly. My first name is Carrie. It's spelled Carey. So Carrie@pastashop.com. Pasta, like you eat, and shop is shoppe.com, kind of pastashoppy.com. So if you guys email me directly, and if you end up fundraising, what I'd love to do, Tamil, is for any group or any listeners that decide to fundraise, even if they sign up, go ahead and sign up online, email me directly, and we would like to do two things. One, we'd like to make a contribution back to your foundation and give you guys 12 free bags for every fundraiser that signs up, and that's about an $80 value to you guys, and you can use it, like you said, once things get up and going with your, you know, events and things. We'd love to do that, and we also like to just make a $100 donation right now just to your foundation. We, you know, of course, we're reading about what you're doing for your listeners and the gymnastics community, all the mental health support and whatnot. I think that's, we're so impressed by that, and you know, see a need in all kinds of industries and are just really impressed about what you've been doing out there. So we'd love to make a $100 contribution. And then if anyone emails me directly after they've signed up to fundraise, we'll do an additional contribution of product, which hopefully you'll find a fun way to use that with your
Of course. Listeners. Thank you so much. We so appreciate the donations and listeners out there. Contact Carrie Aaron. She's the owner again and founder of the Pasta Shop. We want to thank you for coming on once again, Carrie.
Sure.
We also want to say thank you again to our sponsors, Gymnasts United Inc. and Pope Counseling Center. If you would like to support this podcast, you may send donations to www.anchor.fm/Gymnasts United Inc. Or you can go straight to www.thegripcast.com. Or you may also look at our nonprofit organization. That's www.gymnastsunited.org. Next week, which is going to be Wednesday, October 28th, we're going to have Kimberly Kruger on. She's a therapist and the owner of South Lake Counseling. And we're going to talk about body image. Her counseling center really digs into body image. And we also will have a discussion about eating disorders. So tune in next Wednesday. And thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Thank you. We'll be right back.